This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi this morning after concluding his day-long visit to Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the visit as productive. He highlighted that the discussions were held with world leaders on various subjects. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. Prime Minister Modi has called for giving priority to the concerns of the Global South, in particular Africa. Addressing the outreach session at the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy yesterday, Mr. Modi recalled that it was a matter of honour for India that the African Union was admitted as a permanent member of the G20 under its presidency. Mr. Modi elaborated on India's energy transition pathway, noting that its approach was based on availability, accessibility, affordability and acceptability. He mentioned that India was working towards achieving the target of net zero by 2070. Alluding to India's Mission Life, he called upon the global community to join the tree plantation campaign launched by him on World Environment Day, Plant for Mother, Ek Ped, Magina, and make it a mass movement with personal touch and global responsibility. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Both leaders discussed bilateral defence and security cooperation and hoped for further enhancing the defence industrial collaboration. They reviewed the progress of the India-Italy strategic partnership. They called for expanding commercial ties in clean energy, manufacturing, space, science and technology, telecom, AI and critical minerals to build resilient supply chains. In this context, he welcomed the recent signing of an MOU on industrial property rights, which provides a framework for cooperation on patents, designs and trademarks. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Mr. Modi said that bilateral ties with Japan will continue to receive priority in his third term. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, today asked the newly commissioned flying officers to adapt to new technologies, especially in cyber sector, and effectively use the expertise to win wars. The Chief of the Air Staff has presented wings and President's Commission to about 200 flying cadets of flying and ground duty branches who completed the pre-commissioned training. The Jharkhand government has decided to waive farm loans up to 2 lakh rupees to provide relief to over 1.91 lakh farmers in the state. Jharkhand Agriculture Minister Badal Patralekh asked the banks to present a proposal for the loan waiver in a meeting with the officials of the State Level Bankers Committee, SLBC. The Agriculture Minister said loans ranging from 50,000 to 2 lakh rupees taken by the farmers till March 31st, 2020, will be waived through one-time settlement. He also added that in 2021-22, the state government announced crop loan waiver of up to 50,000 rupees. India's forex reserves jumped $4.307 billion to a new all-time high of $655.817 billion for the week ending June the 7th. The kitty had jumped $4.837 billion to $651.51 billion in the previous reporting week. In the past few weeks, the reserves have witnessed handsome jumps. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup today, India will take on Canada in their last group stage match at Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, South Africa defeated Nepal by a margin of one run in a last over thriller at Arnos Vale Ground, Kingstown in West Indies this morning. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Andre Begemann of Germany have advanced to the men's doubles final of the ATP Challenger Tournament in Perugia, Italy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.